are listening to 99.1 WQRT LP Indianapolis, and this is Create Here. Produced by artists and curators from Big Car Collaborative, Create Here is your place to listen to conversations with people making intriguing, innovative, and impactful things happen on the cultural front in Indianapolis, Indiana, and beyond. Find out more and access additional episodes at WQRT.org.
Hello, my name is Apsara Tab. I am an artist and designer working with Big Car Collaborative. And today I have the privilege of talking to artist Jennifer Bluehands about her newest exhibition at Guy Clark Gallery at 2 Factory Art Space. So Jennifer, welcome.
Hello.
Hi. If you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your art practice to begin.
Sure. Well, I'm a mother of three, and I work two jobs. And in my spare time that I don't have a lot of, I try to do as much painting as I can. This show has actually really helped me get into the habit of doing it every night. So that's something that I've always wanted to do, but just with life, haven't really set that in motion. So it's been nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
The process is super therapeutic.
Yeah. And speaking of therapeutic, I know art and art therapy means a lot to you in your practice.
It does.
And you are pursuing art therapy master's degree, correct?
I haven't completely registered.
Oh, okay,
but
cool.
I am actually next Tuesday going for a interview walkthrough thing at Heron.
Okay. So what does art therapy mean to you in your process?
Well, I didn't realize it, but my whole life I've actually used it as a therapeutic process. I began drawing when I was pretty little and moved around a lot. Didn't have a lot of structure in my childhood growing up. So I used it a lot. I would trace cartoons, draw cartoons, copy whatever I was watching, design things, that kind of thing. And it became apparent that when I started teaching paint party classes, that people would return frequently to process their traumas that they were having. And it was so fascinating to me to see 40 people in a room with just one person, me, telling them, you know, okay, you're going to do this line and you're going to draw this, you know, and guiding them through this really simple process. You know, the whole class only takes 2 hours. And seeing every single one of them with a different painting at the end, but they're all getting the same instruction. So that's what kind of woke me up to the idea that I've been using art therapy my whole life. And everybody could use it and needs it, really. I feel like it's part of living, breathing, eating, sleeping, having sex, all of it, like what humans need to do.
Right.
They need to create to survive.
Yeah, that's so cool and so true. I think every mark we make in our art process is, you know, processing something, whether or not we're aware of it. And I think that's super cool.
Right.
And you have mentioned when I was reading your bio, a process called draw, trace, color.
Sure.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, it's not a new idea.
Okay.
It's basically what you do when you paint a painting or draw a drawing. But being cognizant of the process is what will help process trauma. So the drawing aspect, a drawing in itself, doesn't matter what you're drawing, releases serotonin and other hormones that create a state of happiness. So that's the start. Then tracing over that activates different areas of your brain, and then coloring it in also stimulates certain areas of your brain. And if you're aware of what you're going through, or if you're trying to figure it out, even maybe you don't know, going through these steps can bring to surface emotions and things that can help you then process through them and retrain your brain and develop new neural pathways to be able to cope with your life.
Mm. Wow, that's so interesting. Is there, so your new show right now, Wild Muse, uh-huh. at Guy Clark Gallery, is that, how does that relate to the process that you just mentioned?
Well, it's a personal process.
Okay. So you just
for
do
me,
it on all of your
I just,
works.
They're all relative, done really quickly.
Okay.
I maybe spent about a day and a half or 2 days on each piece. Not a long time. I draw something, and then I trace it, and then I color it, mm-hmm. and then I go back over a lot of them I've traced again. But the imagery is all just personal imagery that I like, different things that inspire me throughout my life, sayings or, you know, mystical creatures, mm-hmm. that kind of
yeah.
thing. Sometimes I make up stuff.
Yeah, that's totally cool. Yeah, I noticed all of your
stories,
very whimsical
too.
Creatures, and I thought that was super cool.
Thanks.
Like the one, what was the piece that the woman reaching and planting seeds?
Oh yeah, that's Seeds of Change.
Yeah, that one is really cool.
She was the first one that I did.
Okay, so the first one in that series?
Yeah.
So how many paintings are overall
in there,
total?
Yeah. There's 13, I believe.
Okay, cool. Is there anything else you would like to add about your show right now?
Well, I've sold a few pieces, so if anyone's interested in the art, then they should hop on the train.
Yeah, totally.
I know the gallery gets a percentage, which is awesome because it all goes into helping Big Car and Tube Factory. So that's cool. And yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And the gallery hours are during normal hours. So normal coffee at Big Car at Tube Factory Art Space is open from Wednesday to Sunday. And people can come and view your work during those hours. So on the weekends, it is from 8 to 3, I believe. And then during the week, it's until 6. So,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And cool. Then people can get a key to go to Guy Clark and view the work.
Nice.
So, yeah, you don't want to miss this show. Check out Jennifer Blue Hand's beautiful exhibition. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you.